El Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Al Pi Novi Necheles, Vi Al Pi Novi Nesrefes. This was done Al Pi the Novi. Rashi says, Chagai Tzchaya Malachai, Hoyim Shom, Vi Al Pi Yem Ruach HaKadosh Osu, Vi Ein Tam Bedovah, there's no real reason. Again, like Halacha from a Novi. That they said that the lechem that was pnim, closer inside to the yam, that one is nechel, and the one that's chitz on the outside one, that one is nesrefes. Alright, stop there.
Yeah, that's Tev Zayin Omer Aleph on top. Tev Zayin. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shloi Nases B'Cholelu. If you do not do all these things that the Mishnah says, that means when you want to add on to the Yerushalayim, to the Mekadeshit, or add on to the Azara, that you have to have a Melech, a Novi, or a Vetumim, the Shibim Tekenim. So it says, Loshno B'Chol Elu. So Gemara says, it may learn like this. Rav Huna Amar B'Chol Elu Tanan. That you need all these things, the Mishnah says, you need every one of them to make a Kiddush on the Mokam HaMikdash or the Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar No B'Yachas M'Chol Elu. It's enough to have just one of these things. If you only have the Zekanim, the Bez Nagodo, that's enough. Just the Melech, just the Novi. Now the difference would be, when Ezra came up to be Mekadosh the second, based on Migdash, by Ezra's time, they did not have the Urim V'Tumim. See, if you hold, you need everything in the Mishnah, it's not possible for him to be Mekadosh it, because they did not have the Urim V'Tumim. But if you learn like Rav Huna, it's enough. Like Rav Nachman, it says, Diachas Mukalelu, it's enough just to have one of these things. Then the Shas Ezra, they have the Melech, the Novi, and the Shiva Zekanim. They're only missing the Urim V'Tumim. So, it's like this. Rav Huna Omar B'chol Elu Tanan, you need all these things, that says in the Mishnah. You need the Urim V'Tumim to make a Kiddush on Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. If so, how could Ezra be Mekadosh to Mokom the second time? There was no Urim V'Tumim. Kisava Rav Huna holds that Kedusha Rishon Kitchula Shaita Kitchula Losa Lavoi, that the first Kedusha that David made is still here. That Kedusha never went away. So some say the Ezra, Zeche B'Yamu D'Yavid. Really, when Ezra went to the Mekadosh the Beis Hamikdash now, he did not have to do it. It was only Stama Zeche B'Yama what he did. But Rav Nachman holds the Achas Mekolelo Tanan. He holds no. You want to make a Kiddush now, it's not just one of these things. Why? Because Kesavra, he holds that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, Ashayta Velay Kitchel, Lazalavay. That the first Kedusha that David and Shlomo put was not forever. It was only because when we had the Beis Hamikdash. So it comes up after the Churban of Bais Rishon, the Kedusha goes off. So now when Ezra came up, he added the Mekadosh a second time. The Ezra, Kedusha Kodesh. Ezra put a Kedusha on the Mokum of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Even though B'Shas, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, by Ezra's time already, they did not have any more the Urim V'Tumim. Still, you could do it, because it's Achas M'Kol Elu Tanan. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Avakasha. Eisvei Rav Nachman. Rav asked a question to Rav Nachman. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shloi Nases B'Chol Elu. It says, if you're missing one of these things, it's no good. The Mishnah says clearly B'Chol Elu. So Rav Nachman answers, says, Tani, learn in our Mishnah, the Achas M'Kol Elu. If you don't even have one of these things, you cannot do it. Toshima says, Abishol Oimer, Shnei Bitsoyin Hoya Bar Mishcha. On the Harazesim, on this slopy mountain, there were two like meadows there. Tachtoina, the bottom one, Velioina, the top one. Tachtoina, the bottom meadow, with the grass is there, is Niskatsha B'chol Elu. It had its Kedusha from the first Kedusha, from Shlomo Melech, that it had all the Urim V'Tumim was there also. El Yoina, though, the top part of this Harazesim, the top part of the mountain, which slopes up, it goes further out of Yerushalayim, Loinus Kachem Cholelu. That was not included in the first Kiddush when they made the Kiddush around Yerushalayim. El, rather, what happened? B'Yoila Goyla. When they went up, when Ezra came up, Shloi B'Melech, B'Shloi B'Urim V'Tumim, they did not have a Melech then, and they did not have an Urim V'Tumim then. It comes up, it's a Shiloh, the top part of the mountain, has Kedusha or not. If you hold like Rav Huna, there was no Kedusha on the top part of the mountain. It would have no Kedusha from the first Kiddush, and the second one didn't have a Melech and Urim V'Tumim. So it's like this. Now, Tachton at the bottom part of the mountain of the Harazesim, Shoyes of Dushas, the Gemurah, that had its real Kedusha. From the first Kiddush, from David's times, So Amioretz Nechnosim Lashom. Now Amoros would walk there. The Oichlan Shom Kotchim Kalim. They would eat there the Kotchim Kalim. Avloi Maisa Sheni. They would not eat there the Maisa Sheni. And Rashi explains that the Amoratim were very mocked upon Maisa Sheni Tibu in Yerushalayim. And they had a doubt whether outside Yerushalayim they would not eat it. Since you have to say Vidu Yonet, they didn't do anything wrong, they were very mocked. So they did not even eat the Maisa Sheni on the bottom part of the Harazesim. The Chaverim, people that were more chover, tamachochum, oichlim shom kochim kalim, o maisa sheni. They knew the halacha that the bottom part of the harazaisim is really part of Yerushalayim. It has the kedusha from the first kiddush, and therefore you're allowed to eat there your maisa sheni. But el yoino, the top part of this harazaisim, shloi hois the kedusha of the gemura. That did not have the kiddush from the first time from David. That does not have a real kedusha Yerushalayim. So therefore, I'm oritz. The Amratzim, they did not know better, so they went up there and they used to eat the Kochim Kalim there. But for some reason, by Maisa Sheni, they're very makbid, they're afraid of the Vidu they had to say, they were makbid to eat Maisa Sheni only in the real Yerushalayim. But the Chaverim, people that know the Halacha, they did not eat there. Loi kochim kalim v'loi maisa sheni. Eichlim shom loi kochim kalim v'loi maisa sheni, because it did not have its real kedusha, the top part of the harazaitim. So the question is, if they ma loi kichu, how come they were not mekadosh the top part of the har? The answer is, it says clearly, like Rav Huna here, that shein mosif and alir. But the Loch Ridge is not allowed to give new Kedusha to Yerushalayim, the Al-Hazorah, so onto the Beis HaMikdash, Elo, the Melech, if you have a Melech Yisrael, the Novi, Vurum Vitumim, the Snehejah Shalayin Aleph, who Vishtei Toidus, and you have to have the two Lach Mei Toidah we had before, the Chomets, who Vishir, and you have to sing the special Psukim. So, and they did not have the Urum Vitumim, the Shas Ezra, so therefore they were not able to Mekadish, the top part of the Har. The question is, v'lomikichu, why were they mekadosh it at all? So Mara's question, what's the question? Lomikichu, ho'amarta lo'kichu, you're just telling me the top part of the har does not have kedusha. You're not allowed to eat your maisa sheni there. Elo, the question is true, but lomach nisu, why did they put the chayma, the new wall around Yerushalayim, they put it around the whole har hazeitim. Like if the top part of the har does not have kedusha, so why did they make people mistaken? Why did they put the new wall around the har? It should have been in front of the har. So my answer is, it was the open part of Yerushalayim, and we're afraid the enemies may come in to try and capture Yerushalayim. Therefore, the chayma to protect Yerushalayim had to be around the har hazeitim. But really, it did not have kedusha. Why? Like Rav Huna learns, because you can only put kiddush if you have Vitumim. And by Ezra, but the second time they did not have the Urim Vitumim. So they're not able to be Maisav more than the first Kiddush that David put. So Mar says, now Tanoi, it's a Machloikas Tanoim. Here it's approved to Rav Huna, but really it's a Machloikas Tanoim. Rashi says the Machloikas Tanoim is whether the Kedusha Rishayna was Kiddush L'Shaita or else Kiddush L'Asalavoi. Like if you hold it's Loi Kiddush L'Asalavoi, you're going to have to say not like Rav Huna, you have to say like Rav Nachman, that Ezra put the Kedusha on the Makam HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. But the Tanya we learn. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Blessed says, Shemati, I heard that Kishoyu Boinim Heichel, when they were building up the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, so when they were building in the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also Kloyim, they put curtains up first, Leheichel, in the Heichel, who Kloyim Liazorus, they also put curtains around the Beis HaMikdash to make the walls like other Beis HaMikdash in the meantime. And the Havmina is, because the first Kedusha was Batla, and now if you want to bring Kabonis, you have to have a binyan. So in order to be able to bring Kabonis right away, they put the kloyim, they put the curtains up to give it a shein binyan. Ela, what's the difference between the two? Shebeheichel boinim mibachutz. And the heichel used to put the curtains, and they would build the workers of the outside the curtains, in order not to have enjoyment from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uvazorus, when they were building though, the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, burning with them, there it's okay, they were inside the curtains. But the Havamina is, Reb Lezer holds, that you need these curtains to give it a shem binyan, to give it a shem kedusha now, that the first kedusha was batal. So you see, loy kitsha losa lavoi.
And therefore now Ezra was being Mekadosh to Beis HaMikdash. Omer Rav Yishuv, Yishuv said back to him, Shemati, I heard over that Shemakriv and Afopi Shein Bayis. No, you do not need these curtains for the building of the Bayis to give the Kedusha now, even though the Bayis is Charav. I hold that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Osalavoy. The first Kedusha is still here, and therefore you're still allowed to bring Kabonis now, even though we don't have a Bayis. And Oichlin Kotche Kedoshim, Afopi Shein Kaloyim. You're allowed to eat in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azaris Kotcher Kotchim, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. And Kotchim Kalam Amaiste Shein Yafapi Shein Chaimba. Even though there's no wool, still you're allowed to eat Machin in Yerushalayim today. This is Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, that the first Kedusha is still here, and therefore you're allowed to eat Amaiste Shein in Yerushalayim today. So Lav, isn't it? Nechlal, the Rabbi Eliezer Savar, loy kitchel osa lovoy. But Rabbi Eliezer holds the first Kedusha was bottle. And therefore now when they're building up the second Beis HaMikdash, they had to make kloyim right away, they had to make curtains right away to give it a shame binyan, in order to have a bayis, that it could have its Kedusha right away now. So you see that Ezra was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. So that's like Rav Nachman's Savara, that you do not need the Urim V'Tumim to give Kedusha. So Mar Silchurit Samachalikas Anoyim. So Mar says, no, Omele Ravin L'Ravashi. Mima, who told you this? Dilma, the Kula Yalma Kedusha Rishona Kitchla Shaita, the Kitchen Los Lovoy. It could be even Rebbe Eliezer also agrees to this, that the first Kedusha is still here. Omar Madishmile Kamar, Omai Madishmile Kamar. They're only saying over what they learned from the Rebbe, how exactly did they build the Beis HaMikdash. But not that, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you need the Kloyan to give it a Shane Bias, to give the Kiddush right now. It could be Rebbe Eliezer also agrees that you could bring Kabonis even without the Beis HaMikdash, because the first Kedusha is still here. The Chitayma maybe will ask, if so, Kloyim Rabbi Eliezer Lomeli, why did they have to build curtains right away? Why couldn't they wait until they finished building the whole Beis HaMikdash? So I'll answer you, Litznius to Biyama, stop Litznius. It's not nice that people outside should be looking in the way they're building the Beis HaMikdash. So to keep the fight out, they put up mechitzas, they put up curtains there. So Pasha people should not look in, but not because you have to give it a Kedusha. It could be they both agree the first Kedusha is still here. So this is not the Machlokes Tanoim. Rather the Gemara says, Elahani Tanoi, Tis Tanoim. The Tani would learn like this. Amar Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yossi. Loma Mona Chachomim. Eseilu.
Loma Mona Chachomim Eseilu. Why did the Chachomim and the Mishnah Nerechin speak out these cities that were Mukav Chayim had a Chayim around it from the times of Yeshua, and it's talking about their linear mitzvahs about the Yorei Chayim? So it says like this, Shekesholu b'nei Agoyla, when Ezra went up the second time, Motzoelu, he found these cities, V'kitrim, and he was Mekadosh them then, Hilmashmi was Mekadosh, Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says, L'pirishli b'mama kudoshim ori Eretz Yisrael, does not know from how they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Avo Rishonis Gemara says, but the first cities, Botlu, Mishabot Loretz, when they had the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha went away. Alma, what do we seek? So the Kedusha Rishonis Kitcha Shrat, the Kedusha Nos Lavoi. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds. For a minute on this, I have a question. It says, Om Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he himself said, Tuchiyelu, Bavad Hoya, was it only these cities that's mentioned there in the Mishnah? Valoik Fanem, it says already in the Pasuk in Devorim, that Shishim Ir, Kol Chebel Argoif, Mamlechas Oig Baboshin, Kolelu Orem Betsuras, Chaymal Gevoya, all these were fortified cities that had walls around them. So it was much more than just those that are mentioned there in the Mishnah. Ella, so learn like this. Loma Monach Chom say, what did Chom say those cities? Shekesholu B'nei Agoyla, because when Ezra went up, Motsuelu he found these cities, the Kitchum, and he was Mekadosh them. The Kitchum, Kitchum Hashta, he was Mekadosh them now. For the Gemara, is that true? Harminu Lakamon, we say further, Tletzuich L'Kedushi, do not have to be Mekadosh them. Mashma, the first Kedushi, is still here. Ela rather Motsuelu Monim, he found these and counted them. Floyelu B'vad, not only these cities, Ela Kol Shetala B'yotcha, any city that comes up that Mesuras Havasecha, Shemekefas Chemim Mimoshi, Shua Benun, Kol Mitzuselu, Menheges Bo, all these mitzvahs apply to those cities. So Rashi says, Mitzuselus means the mitzvahs of Bot Yerachoyma, Shluach Mitzaroyim, Shinoisim Migrishayim Sodet, to the cities of Yerushalayim. And it ends off why? Because the first Kedusha that David, HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech put, is the Eloilam. So it's a stira in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi himself. So Gemara says, Kasha Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef. So first Gemara says, Yiboy Yisem, one Teret is Shreit and Alibi Rabbi Shmuel. And Alibi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef, so Machlekes Tanoim, exactly what did he hold? The one hold he held Kitcha lost love, one holds like Kitcha. Yiboy Yisem, Mechad Menag was Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yosef Yomer. He said in Tanya, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yosef Yomer, Asher Lo Yachayim, the Pasuk says, Apple Pishen Lo Yachshav, Hoy Lo Mikhaid Mechayim, even though it doesn't have the Chayim now, as long as it once had it. And it's Rabbi Shmuel that says Loi Kitcha Losalovli. So we're coming out right now that the first machloek is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, whether you need all the things in the Mishnah, you need a Melech, a Novi, Urim V'Tumim to make a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael or in Yerushalayim, is really totally if you hold Kedusha Rishon a Kitcha L'Shaita of a Kitcha Losalovli. Then the Pshat is when Ezra made a Kedusha, he did not have to have the Urim V'Tumim and he did not have to have a Melech. Rashi brings down these two things were missing by Ezra's time by the Bayis Hasheni. By the Bayis Hasheni, there was no Melech anymore, and there was no Urim V'Tumim. You did not need it. Why? Because the first Kedusha is still here. However, according to, because otherwise, according to Afuna, they cannot make the Kedusha since they were missing the Melech and the Urim V'Tumim. But according to Rav Nachman, that he holds Kedusha Rishonah as Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Slavoi, therefore when Ezra came up, he had to put a new Kedusha here. How could he do it? He did not have the Melech, he did not have the Urim V'Tumim. But there it is, like Rav Nachman says, Achas Mekulelu, as long as you have one of these things, still it's okay, you could put Kedusha onto Yerushalayim or onto the Azaris. According to Rav Huna, that when Ezra came up, he did not eat any Kedusha. It was only the first Kedusha that was here. It's true, he was not Moisif on the Azaris. He did not make anything wider. He did not make Yerushalayim bigger than it was before, or did not make the Azaris bigger than it was before. Because if he wanted to add new Kedusha right now, he would have to have all the things in the Mishnah. And they did not have a Melech then, they did not have the Urim V'Tumim then. Senech Nami, that when Ezra came up, according to this Makrant Rav Huna sheet at least, he was not able to be Moisif any new Kedusha, make the place wider than it was before, but rather all he could do is the same type of Kedusha, the same Mekaymus that were Kaddish from before, from Dovid HaMelech's times, and Shlomo HaMelech's times, that Kedusha really never went away. So Ezra just made, like we had before, Zeichel Dover, just to make the Zikaron of the Maisa Kiddush. But not really to Mekaddish it now. All right, well,